When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Big Blue Breakdown, part of the New York Giants on SI Media Network. I'm Paul Tatino, and on today's program, we'll talk about the real 53, the 53-man active roster the Giants have on Labor Day as they begin their actual week of practice for the opening game on Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. Now, why do we say the real 53? Well, because as we've been telling you for so many years, folks, is that the initial 53 is not the real 53. There is quite a difference, and already the Giants have made a handful of changes from the 53-man roster that was set last Tuesday. So now, as they begin this week of practice, they've got their 53 that they want to go into the season with. There'll be some minor adjustments, sure, but this is the core, or the first 53. This is why the analysis is better to wait until today than to give meaningless analysis last week when too many things will change. All right, so we go over it. Now, the first thing that we see is that the Giants kept 24 players on offense and 26 players on defense to go with three players on special teams, punter Jamie Gillen, kicker Graham Gano, and long snapper Casey Kreider. Now, one of the big questions that we talked about during the offseason was what would the Giants do with their third quarterback? It's been assumed for months by me and by many other observers that Tommy DeVito would never clear waivers and get to the practice squad. And so that would not be an acceptable answer. Simply put, if you tried to sneak him through, he would get claimed. Tommy DeVito has shown enough in this league that he'd get taken. In fact, well, it was about 40%, I believe, of the league that decided to keep a third quarterback on their active 53. The Giants did just that. It is Tommy DeVito backing up Drew Locke and Daniel Jones. So by doing so, that meant they were going to have to shave off one body from another position. In this case, it looks like the Giants shaved off that body from the running back's room. They wound up keeping three. Devin Singletary, old reliable, as they nickname him Motor because he's always on the go. They also kept Eric Gray, their second year running back from last season. And they kept Tyrone Tracy. Now, Tracy, interestingly enough, Tyrone, as we know, originally was a receiver when he got into college, converted to running back, came out of Purdue in the fifth round. And during the early portion of training camp, he looked to be the second most flashy, second most productive running back in the room. But then Eric Gray came on strong towards the end. And as a result, it appears right now as though he's the number two and Tracy's the number three. Although I really do believe that because of Tracy's skills in space and his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, he could be a very important third down running back very, very quickly in this offense. The guy who found himself on the short end of the stick was Turbo Miller. Dante Miller, the former Columbia University running back who did make his way back onto the practice squad after by way of South Carolina, of course, with the 4.27 speed that he showed in the 40. He flashed very early in training camp. But again, as training camp wore on, it became clear that Eric Gray started to move up on the depth chart. And so it is Singletary, Gray, and Tracy as the three running backs who were kept on the 53. Another spot where the Giants only kept three players was at tight end. Some people thought the Giants would keep four tight ends. I never believed that because, again, I knew that they were going to need help at some other positions, and specifically at linebacker where they wanted to add people because of the new kickoff special teams rule. But they went with Daniel Bellinger, of course, Theo Johnson, the rookie out of Penn State, drafted in the fourth round, and Chris Manhertz, the veteran who's been around a while, who is a massive human being at about 6 foot six, quite a boxcar frame, and a terrific run blocker. Manhertz was recently playing with the Denver Broncos. It was quite clear throughout the course of training camp that the Giants were going to kind of hedge their bet on the blocking of their offensive line by making sure they had a blocking specialist at tight end. And Chris Manhertz is that guy. Certainly a much more accomplished blocker in the NFL than either Bellinger or Johnson. Johnson overall has the most upside of the tight ends on the roster, but it may take a while to get there. Remember, he's only a rookie, and he did miss that first few days of camp when he had a bit of an injury. So Bellinger right now, the starter, with Johnson as the two and Manhertz as the situational tight end. All right, we go to the wide receiver spot. Giants kept six here with Ford Wheaton, Hyatt, Neighbors, Olszewski, Wandale Robinson, and Darius Slayton. Now, the interesting part about this is Isaiah McKenzie suffered a lower leg ankle injury in the final preseason game. That landed him on injured reserve for the season and took him out of the mix. And even though Olszewski was nursing a groin injury during the last couple of weeks of training camp, they believe he'll be healthy enough to play against the Vikings. So he's stuck on the 53. The other interesting moves, Isaiah Hodgins loses out, and so does veteran Allen Robinson. Robinson wound up signing with the practice squad of the Detroit Lions. Head coach Brian Daboll did not say whether or not Robinson was offered a practice squad deal with the Giants, but he winds up going to Detroit. Remember, Detroit and the Giants had a couple of practice sessions a few weeks ago. I'm sure that Dan Campbell and company saw that Robinson could still play, and they decided to offer him a deal. So good for him, a real pro's pro. And Ford Wheaton, who really, really worked his butt off to come back after last season's ACL injury, winds up making the 53 because he did show that he could play on special teams. Now, Isaiah Hodgins may have done some more things over the last couple of years in the receiving game than Ford Wheaton. Obviously, Ford Wheaton was a rookie last year and was injured, so that was a wash. But it looked like, because of the speed and the size and the length of Ford Wheaton, and also seemed to have a little bit more special teams prowess than Hodgins, who only started playing some special teams in the last couple of weeks, the Giants decided to go with Ford Wheaton. Now, Hodgins did make it back onto the practice squad, and I'd say most people would think he is a good back of the depth chart wide receiver insurance policy should the Giants have someone go down. Now, when we look at the offensive line, the Giants wound up with Thomas, Illuminor, Azudu, Kubas, Neal, Runyon, Schmitz, Stinney, and Van Roten. That's because Schlotman, the backup center, went on injury reserve with a lower leg injury. Again, after the initial 53, he went to IR. And so these are the offensive linemen the Giants will take into this week as their active offensive linemen. The surprise here is Jake Kubis, undrafted rookie free agent. And I think most people thought, well, you know what? He showed tremendous effort. In fact, I kind of liken him a lot to Richie Seubert, the former undrafted rookie free agent who helped the Giants win a Super Bowl at guard and played for a number of years, of course, overcoming a broken leg that was actually broken in three different spots as he made his comeback and continued to play for the Giants. Great story. He wound up number 100 on the Giants' all-time 100 top players in history. So Richie's a great example. And to be honest, Kubas reminds me a lot of Richie Soibert. The Giants did not feel comfortable enough after watching how well he played in the preseason games that even though he's raw and even though he's down on the depth chart, they figured his preseason tape was so good, he would probably get claimed by somebody. So they couldn't afford to expose him to waivers, and they kept Kubas as part of their offensive line. But think about it. The Giants are in really good shape when they look at their positions because you've got Van Roten, who is right now the number two center, and they've got Runyon, who is the number three center on the depth chart. So they are covered there in case they need someone to snap the football if John Michael Schmitz should have to come out of a game or miss some time. At the tackle spots, well, we know they've got Thomas. They've got Illuminor. Evan Neal has now been practicing for more than a week and actually had, 21 reps the other day at MetLife Stadium in the season finale against the Jets and, actually played pretty well. So you've got Neal ramping up, and then you've also got Joshua Zudu, who could go out and play some snaps at tackle if necessary. So they're in pretty good shape there. And, of course, at guard, well, you know that you have Runyon and you have Stinney and you have Van Roten, and Illuminor could always move inside if you needed him to, although I don't think that you would, because you'd be thinner at tackle and you want to make sure he stays at tackle for the time being. But it could always work out that way. Look, who knows? There might be a game this year where you see Illuminor move into tackle and Evan Neal might be, Illuminor move into one of the guard spots and Neal might wind up being the starting right tackle again. Who's to say? You just don't know what the future holds. But that's the way it shapes up on offense.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, on defense, we look at the defensive line, and it's Lawrence, Chapman, Davidson, Nunez Roches, known as Nacho, of course, and Riley. No real surprises there. I thought all along they would keep five defensive linemen, and those are the five. Chapman is the guy who did surprise. Now, you'll remember he ran 45 yards downfield to knock out J.J. Thomas out of bounds of the Houston Texans. That was the play that put him on the map and got him mega noticed around the league. And of course, when you play well in a preseason game, as we know, every other team sees you. Chapman was never going to get through waivers. So he had to wind up being on the 53. And then obviously, when you look at the other four defensive linemen, no surprises there. So Chapman makes it. The injury to Ryder Anderson a couple weeks ago knocked him out of contention, and the trade of Jordan Phillips a couple of weeks ago knocked him out of contention. So there were a lot of folks who were really looking at Casey Rogers and thought that maybe, is it possible that he sneaks on? Well, he's on the practice squad. So that's how that worked out. But I think the Giants are very pleased with their five defensive linemen, or their defensive tackles, if you will, because remember, they're going with a standard four-man front, and they're using stand-up defensive ends. Really, they're outside linebackers or edge rushers, and so they're calling their five defensive tackles just defensive linemen. So that's where the Giants went there. We go to the linebacker room. Okereke, Basham, Burns, Coughlin, McFadden, Mouassal, Ojulari, Thibodeau, Whitley, and Curtis Bolton is the late addition. Bolton had been cut by the Miami Dolphins, primarily a special teams player. Now, this shows you how much the Giants really value special teams and the linebackers as part of the new kickoff situation. Because that's 3, 6, 9, 10 linebackers. And that's if you count Isaiah Simmons as a defensive back. Now, the Giants have decided, for the purposes of their depth chart, they're listing Isaiah Simmons as a defensive back. I prefer to list him as a linebacker, but for the purposes of this taped program, we're going to call him a defensive back since the Giants are listing him as such. So it's 10 linebackers. We know that Okereke and McFadden are your standard two inside guys to start. And we know on the outside, you've got Thibodeau and you've got Burns. And then backing them up, you now have Whitley as well as Basham. And then on the inside, you've got Mouassal and Coughlin as your backups on the inside. So the Giants are covered. They've got multiple guys at each of their linebacker spots. Whitley had a very strong preseason. After the initial wave of top-notch guys, there was no doubt that Benton Whitley had flashed the most of any of the other backup linebackers. The other potential keeper who, you know, has been young and green, and last year was on the practice squad for a lot of the year, Tamon Fox. Well, he's back on the practice squad again. So that's good news for him and good news for the Giants, because if they still think that there's something there, if they need some depth, he's a guy who's been in the system before, and he has shown some flashes in very limited times during training camp and the preseason and so forth and so on. So I think they did a really good job there, and were fortunate to get Tamon Fox to be back on the linebacker crew on the practice squad. We look at the defensive backs. Now, this is where it gets very, very much interesting. And by the way, Deontay Johnson, remember, Deontay Johnson, who also had a nice preseason until he got injured, well, he did land on the injured reserve list after the 53. So he will be eligible to come back during the course of the season. And I would think that Bolton would be the gentleman probably most likely, although you never can tell, to potentially be on the bubble there when Johnson is healthy again. All right, we look at the defensive backs. Banks at corner, Belton at safety, Flott at corner, Hawkins at corner, McLeod, the utility Swiss Army knife, Newbin at safety, Phillips at slot corner, Pinnock at safety, and Simmons, you know, the monster back, so to speak. All right. The Giants then, after the 53, they wound up adding Anthony Johnson, a safety who had been with the Green Bay Packers for one season out of Iowa State, and they bring back Adoree Jackson. Now, interesting, Brian Daboll said the Giants had been in contact with Adoree Jackson actually for quite a while to show some interest in his return. For whatever the reason, whether it was because of the Giants or because it was Adoree Jackson himself, they decided not to actually finalize this reunion until just this past weekend. But it is done, and Adoree Jackson is back. Now, Jackson, who's going to turn 29 in a week or so, I believe, still on the younger side of 30, and although last year he battled some injuries, including a concussion that that cost him a couple of weeks as well. And we know early in the season, coming out of training camp, they needed him in the slot. So he played a lot of slot the first couple of weeks, practiced an awful lot at the slot, kind of out of position, although he was being a team player. Then wound up going back to the outside. Wasn't as consistent as they would have liked. Then he went and got hurt in week 7. And his whole season just never really seemed to come around. And it was easily, you know, the least productive of his years with the Giants. He'd been much better off in his first two seasons than he was last year. The Giants are certainly hoping now, as they add depth at corner. And they had always said, they've been transparent, that they wanted some depth at corner, some experienced, productive depth. Well, they've got it now. Whether Adoree Jackson winds up just being depth, fine. That's not bad. It still helps, because you never know if Banks or Flott or McLeod, if somebody's going to go down, and all of a sudden you are more than razor thin. So the Giants knew they needed to do something, and bringing in Adoree Jackson not only solidifies depth, but you would also like to hope that potentially enhances the competition so that, you know, if Banks is your CB1 and he stays healthy enough and is able to remain on the field, well, that at CB2, Cordell Flott, who's coming off of his quad injury, what you would like to do is see him pushed. You know, you don't want to just give the job to anybody. You'd like to have competition. So maybe Adoree Jackson, as he ramps up, can either force Cordell Flott to be better and solidify a chokehold on the job, or if Cordell Flott is unable to perform at the level necessary, then maybe Adoree Jackson can actually beat him out. Either way, competition at that spot should prove profitable for the Giants, as the best man is going to wind up playing. But at this point, Brian Daboll said, even though Adoree Jackson's in good shape and they've worked him out, he's not quite in football shape yet. So it remains to be seen how much he will play for them, at least during the first couple of weeks in the season. So that's where it stands right now in terms of the Giants 53. Again, special teams, Casey Kreider is back, Graham Gano is back, and Jamie Gillen is also back. I don't think those three guys need any explanation. But that's where the Giants roster sits right now. For those of you who keep track of these things, the Giants did turn over 34% of their roster from last season as they enter 2024. So we will see. Brian Daboll and Joe Shane have done their best. Now it's time to get these guys on the field, beginning Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings at home as the Giants start their 100th season of professional football. And oh, by the way, we'll be back with a live version of the Big Blue Breakdown. We will be taking not only your chat messages, but we've got an enhanced version of the program. This Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we will also be able to take your video calls. So you can join us on a video call. Don't be afraid. If you don't want to show us your face, that's okay. You can still make a phone call, black out your screen, and we can still talk with you verbally if you don't want to do the chat. But if you just want to do the chat, that's okay too. It's the Big Blue Breakdown Live, Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, as we prepare you for the opening day game between the Giants and the Minnesota Vikings. We hope to see you then.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.